Take me out to the ball game. Swing, better, better swing, better, better swing. Swing, better, better swing, better, better swing, better, better swing.
What's up, Wing Surge fans, and welcome back to another episode of the Surge Cast. I'm your host. My name is Scotty Gurman. Alongside me, as usual, I have the voice of the Wichita Wind Surge, Mr. Tim Grubbs.
What's happening?
What is happening, man?
It's dog days of summer. We're just cruising right along.
Yes, sir.
What are we? We played game number 100.
Yeah.
And so we got 100 games in the books.
Yeah.
That would put us at 38 to go. So we're cruising right along. But no, it's obviously, you know, it's not going to probably be a playoff season.
Yeah.
I'm not going to rule it out because of the split season.
Right.
We're only, you know, 3-4 games out of first place. So all it would take would be a flip the switch and have a great week.
Right.
But, we always talk about it. That's not really what we're all about. You know, Obviously we were spoiled first year, 2 years going to the playoffs.
God dang, we were spoiled, man.
Unfortunately, I always say this, and this is the one thing, growing up as a Pirates fan, the one thing that the Royals, and I'm always jealous that the Royals have, when you're a small market team, you know, you got to try to win it when you can.
Yeah.
And the Royals, they went all in 15 and 16, and they did get a ring.
Right.
And the Pirates back in like 12, 13, 14 were just as good, in my opinion, but never went all in.
Right.
Because they were like, you know what? We don't want to get rid of we don't want to mortgage the farm system because we want to be 500 for 6 or 7 years rather than go 105 wins, win a championship, and then fall to 60.
Yeah.
I've always been jealous that they've won it, you know, and I rooted for them, so I don't want to make it sound like they're not.
Sure.
But, you know, I feel like, obviously, in the minor leagues, you don't go all in.
Right.
You know what I mean? We just had the trade deadline and all of that sort of stuff. But I feel like a little disappointed that we didn't win one of those 2 years. But, hey, you know, it's all about player development. We've sent, 23 guys now to the big leagues?
Yeah.
We just sent 3 guys to AAA the other day. So the trade deadline came and went. The Twins were somewhat quiet, but the Wind Surge, in a lot of ways, got gutted.
Yeah.
We did get some new guys, and the new guys are already. We had a guy with a multi-home run game. We had one of the new guys, Willie Joe Gary Jr., hit a grand slam in his second game. Dalton Shuffield had 2 homers in 1 game. So, I mean, they've already had immediate dividends.
Yeah.
But, you know, those are huge shoes to fill. So.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, when you have the Twins are in first place. They're in the lead in their division.
Yeah, it's the worst division in baseball, probably.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Just barely over 500. Yeah. But, you know, all it takes, you know, I'm sitting here, for the folks that are listening, Scotty's a lifelong Cardinals fan.
Oh, God,
and
it hurts.
Cardinal team, that was the worst Cardinal team of a long time. They got into the playoffs. They got hot like the last 2 weeks of the season.
Yep.
Barely finished over 500.
Yep.
And I thought for sure they were going to get smoked right out of the playoffs. What happened? They got hot and they won the whole thing.
In 2006.
Yeah, I didn't remember the year off the top of my head. But I was like, that was a team that's like, I think back in my lifetime and like, that regular season Cardinals team won a World Series. It's like, yeah. And that's what makes, I think, every baseball fan, and obviously as a football fan,
yeah,
you know, multiple wild card teams have won the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Teams that on December 1st, you're like, this team stinks. You're a loyal fan of that team, and you're like, we're not going anywhere. And February 2nd or whatever, you're spraying yourself a champagne going, what in the world just happened? And I think that's what it's all about. That's what sports is great about. You can get hot and get rolling.
Oh, yeah.
And win something.
Absolutely. You make the playoffs. And I mean, especially when it comes to football, if you were to tell me that Eli Manning was going to beat Tom Brady twice, I would have told you you're absolutely out of your gourd.
I was listening to talk radio the other day about Eli Manning.
Yeah.
You know, Eli Manning won 8 playoff games in his entire career.
Yeah.
He went 4-0 one year, 4-0 one year.
Yes, exactly.
And in the other years, now he made the playoffs a bunch of times. Those other years, the years they won the division, or those years that the Giants were thought to be good, they lost their first playoff game. Every time.
It's so good.
He never won a playoff game other than those 2 years. I mean, he's a Hall of Famer. I mean, I know he won 2 Super Bowls
and
the most incredible game ever. So I'm not arguing that.
Is he though?
I think he is. Oh, but you know what I mean? I think that's what's going to get him in. I think you look at his stats and you put the blind resume up like we do on tournament day.
Yeah.
No one's saying, oh yeah, that guy's in.
Yeah, no kidding.
But you got to look at other stuff. You know, you look at the other honorable men. You know, you just look at that one game.
Right.
That Super Bowl game. You know, one game doesn't put you in a Hall of Fame, but like we can go on and all along.
Oh, for sure.
But I think that was such an incredible day.
Yeah.
That I think that's more than just, you know, a feather in the cap.
Absolutely.
That's a lot more to it.
And I think baseball is the exact same thing transferred over to sports. I mean, we're talking about these baseball teams that are hot in their division right now. But, man, whenever it gets to playoff season, they're trying to build up. They're trying to get guys that they can depend on later in the season, which is why you get all that player movement right before the trade deadline.
And then you get teams, you know, obviously we're affiliated with the Twins. The Twins didn't do a ton. But also at the same time, the Twins, I think, believe, like, honestly, as a Twins fan, I didn't know what they were going to trade for.
Yeah, they're kind of in a
theory. When you look at the roster, they've got a very good starting rotation.
Yeah.
They have an excellent lineup. Their bullpen is shaky.
Yeah.
But there is, and they have some help coming with some injured guys.
Yeah.
And that would be the one area they may have been able to improve, but their closer's great.
Yeah.
So, you know, and bullpen is bullpen. So
right.
If everybody gets going and they get healthy, they could win with the current roster. So I see why they didn't. You know, last year they went all in. We lost the likes of, you know, we impacted it here in Wichita.
Sure.
Christian Encarnacion Strand, Spencer Steer. Now we're seeing those two guys do really well in the bigs with Cincinnati.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
And I'm not sure, you know, what they would do with the Twins if they were there. Because there's guys, they were being roadblocked. So right. That was a great opportunity for those two to go elsewhere. But I think that's probably what the Twins were thinking. We don't necessarily need to trade away guys for maybe an average reliever that may or may not work out.
Yeah.
And I think they just went all in. Now, on the spectrum of it, the Angels decided to keep Shohei. And they mortgaged what little farm system they have left. And I admire him for it. You know, I'm not an Angels fan. I don't hate the Angels. They're not one of those teams that you're just, they've never really been good in my lifetime. They've won one championship. But, you know, I guess if you're an Angels fan, you got to think, all right, this is it.
Yeah.
Shohei's probably leaving, really more likely leaving.
I can't believe he didn't leave before the trade deadline.
Well, yeah. And well, I think if you're a general manager or the owner of the Angels, now, you know, your fans can't blame you for not trying.
Yeah, that's
if you
true.
Traded him for prospects and the prospects don't work out, people are going to hold that over your head.
Oh, big time.
And you're, as GM, you're probably getting fired.
Yeah.
You're getting fired one way or another.
Yeah.
So you might as well push the chips in. You know, they went and got some pieces. Now, the problem is Texas and Houston's in their division. Both went and got Verlander and Scherzer. First of all, before the trade deadline, Texas and Houston were already substantially better than the Angels.
Oh, big time.
And they went and got two Hall of Fame pitchers.
Yeah.
And you're in the same division as them. Now, that doesn't mean you can't make the playoffs because there is those wild card spots, but it is going to make life hard.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I don't know if you're an Angels fan. You know, I guess this is what you got to do, but if they don't make the playoffs this year, not only did you mortgage the future, you didn't make the playoffs, you're going to lose Shohei, and you lost a lot of talent.
Yeah.
You're in for a dark time.
Yeah. You're, I mean, if you think dark, their times have been dark the last like several years, it's not going
to
get much
better. They haven't
been
to the playoffs. The last time they were in the playoffs was the year the Royals won the World Series.
15,
I think they made both years.
Okay.
Off the top of my head. And they both got bounced in the first round. But
that just hurts.
Trout's never won a playoff game. But I think for us who watched the World Baseball Classic, we saw what Shohei's like on the big stage.
Oh, yeah.
So if they do get in, and you have Shohei pitching,
and
you got Trout, which I want to see Trout in a playoff game in a big moment, like the WBC.
That's like the most painful thing to watch, is probably arguably one of the best baseball players to ever live won't even touch a World Series game.
Right. And, you know, back in the old days, you know, when only two teams got in, you had an AL team and an NL team, there was no playoffs.
Right.
Like, you know, your Willie Mays and Ernie Banks and those guys. Those stories are said, but in the days of now where all these teams get into the playoffs, it's, you know, as many playoff games that Jeter played in
and
all these, for a legendary guy to to sit there and sit. I've been in two games and I'm 0 for yeah, 2.
Absolutely.
It's just, really crazy.
It just hurts. But I mean, you know, they are, you know, at least as of right now, they're still within striking distance of the wild card.
And I think it's great. It's good for baseball. It's good for the game. I think it would be great for Major League Baseball for those two, for that team to get in.
Sure.
Because it's going to be appointment television. You want to watch it. Because it's a little more appealing than maybe some other teams that get in. And as a Twins fan, I'm excited that they're still in first place. They're treading water.
Yeah.
But hopefully, you know, you push the button at the right time and get rolling.
Yeah. However, in my situation, my team is just
dwindling. The good news is you guys got rid of some of your pitchers, so you got some players.
Yeah.
I thought you needed to go in a little more, but I get it from a business perspective. The Cardinals sell 3 million tickets a year. If they trade Arenado or Goldschmidt,
that's what I was scared of.
Does that upset the fan base?
100%.
Right, but I'm more of like go all in. You know what I mean? Like, I'm all in or all out. You know what I mean? I'm like, you know what? Maybe this was the year to get rid of one of them and see if you can get a haul. Now I don't know what they were being offered.
Yeah, it's pitching. Pitching is all the way through.
Right.
You're talking bullpen, closing. I mean, you're talking everything.
Because the Cardinals need a lot.
They do. I mean, as far as the lineup goes, the lineup looks on paper like, how are they not scoring 20 runs a game?
Sure.
But if you look in the bullpen, it's like sometimes you go out and these guys can't throw up 12 runs to win you a game. So, I mean, that's baseball.
I will say this. That's the baseball. One guy that you guys got, Thomas Tejesi, who we just saw at Riverfront last week.
Yeah. Now,
Riverfront was part of a big scene of part of the Major League Baseball trade deadline, probably without people knowing. Obviously, I said it on the broadcast. Prior to the game on Saturday, Tejesi and Luis Angel Acuna were scratched. So they were both in the starting lineup. So it's a 6 o'clock game. Around 3 o'clock, I get a don't use that lineup text.
Those are always fun.
We'll send you a new one, which was still 3 hours before the game. So it's cool. You know, I mean, I'm not mad at all. And then, so I'm like, uh-oh. Because I had seen the rumors about Scherzer.
Sure.
I'm like, I wonder if where there's smoke, is there fire? Or is this just holding somebody back? Obviously, we find out, we get a new lineup, 4:45, 5 o'clock or whatever. Neither guy is in. So now the rumors are flying that both guys are going to the Mets for Scherzer. We find out in the middle of the game that Angel Acuna is going to the Mets. No word of the other guy. So the trade goes down during the Wind Surge game that Scherzer just got traded to the Rangers for Acuna. We're looking into the dugout and see Acuna hugging the players.
Oh, man.
So before the Twitter even said it's official, I'm watching all the guys hug him. So I know it's official, before, but now I don't know the details.
Sure.
So I'm thinking, so JC's also traded, but I see him down in the dugout and he's not doing anything. He's just sitting there, not in the lineup, not playing. And then early in the morning, I find out he's traded to the Cardinals. So he might have been in that trade, and then there were some late changes.
Yeah.
There was more money thrown in by the Mets.
Right.
And then the next day, Tejesi, who's a really good bat, he led the Texas League in RBI, by the way.
Yeah.
And a pretty good fielder, so a pretty good pickup for the Cardinals, I think.
Yeah, and you're going to see a lot of it, especially whenever, like we said, we get to the playoffs. You're going to see a lot of these movements, you know, taking effect, and that's I don't know, that's playoff baseball.
But I like to put it in, you know, perspective of a local front. Like, even though none of us are Rangers fans, I mean, I'm sure there's listeners that are Rangers fans, and I know there's Rangers fans here in Wichita. We got to see it right in front of us at the ballpark. One of the guys, Trey Gray, who works for the team, is a big Rangers fan, so he was fired up that he was there to see kind of this, seeing how his team's trying to go all in.
Yeah, and that's like the coolest thing. That's probably the coolest thing. Whenever you do go to a Major League Baseball game, no matter who your favorite team is, me being a Cardinal fan, last year I got to go up and see the Cardinals, and they played the Cincinnati Reds, and I got to see Spencer Steer, and had a decent game.
We've only played 2.5 seasons. We've only played almost 3 years. We played 300 games. Oh, I also like to say this. We've played 300 games as the Wind Surge.
Yeah.
So yikes. I know what people say to me when I say it's, you know, the first time in Wind Surge history, or like, it's only been 2+ years, but I'm like, it's 300 games.
Yeah.
And if the Kansas City Chiefs, it takes them.
Yeah.
You know, you figure out the math, it takes them 15 years to play 300 games.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't say that stuff. Patrick Mahomes did something. Well, it's, you know, you know, they've only played 15. You know what I mean?
It's yeah.
I like to put that into perspective. I know we play every day, but when someone does something for the very first time or a record's broke,
yeah.
I like to put that out there. Like, yeah, I know it's only year three. Mm-hmm. And yeah, when we're year 10, we're not going to be breaking as many records because there's a lot more
sure.
sample size. But I also want to point out how many games we've actually played.
Absolutely. And that's the thing with baseball. Baseball is all about statistics.
It's man. All about numbers.
It's numbers, man. Yeah. That's the way that it goes. So if you're setting the bar, that bar may be set and never be broken ever again. And that's
right.
that's what we go off of. That's yeah. how we determine the Hall of Fame period.
So. Sure. We had Daniel Gossett at the game the other day.
Yeah.
Obviously, he threw a complete game, no hitter, almost 1 year ago.
Right.
As we get the punts, he flew back. He's retired now.
Yeah.
He flew back. We did a little on-field presentation yes. with him, and it'll interview him breaking down, you know, what was going through his mind
right.
during certain times. And the bubble. That's something that probably doesn't happen.
I yet. Agree with you. Yes.
We'll have a no-hitter.
Yeah.
We'll
have it'll be a combined no-hitter.
But it'll be combined.
Yeah.
That's so, a complete game. In the minor leagues, just doesn't happen. Guys yeah. just don't throw 120 pitches.
Well, yeah, and it's got to be that really weird scenario of whenever a player is at the tail end of his career,
right.
he's given the opportunity to continue to play. He wants to play, mm-hmm. and then he gets in that groove.
And it's great hearing him talk about it because he's a guy that played in the big leagues.
Yeah.
Guy that won four major league games.
Yeah.
You know, he played in the big leagues 20-some games. The reason why he didn't win more, he would have won more. He had Tommy John surgery, and then... Right. didn't fully 100% bounce back. So right. when everybody's like, they should just cut his arm now and get him ready,
yeah.
it doesn't always work. It's right. not 100%. It doesn't always get you back to big league form. COVID also hurt him.
Yeah.
You know, there was a year off there in the middle of his, you know, middle of his recovery
right.
and all that stuff where he would have probably been healthy and back on it. But he looks at that as the highlight of his career.
Yeah.
Something that he did in double A as a 29-year-old as opposed to winning a major league game
yeah.
as a 25-year-old.
Wow. That's pretty crazy.
It's pretty cool.
He got a bobble. Did you say he got a bobblehead?
He got a bobblehead.
Oh, yeah. I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Let's see. We also had another fun night. We had Monrovian night. I don't know if you saw that.
Yeah, yeah I was there. You were there. You know, obviously, I didn't know much about it. Obviously, I know I have a brief... I'm a major baseball fan, so
sure.
I do know a lot about the Negro Leagues.
Sure.
About the Homestead Grays, the... You know, Kansas City Monarchs.
Yeah.
Obviously, Jackie Robinson, et cetera. You know, Satchel Paige. There's so much to know, but there's also not a lot in the record books about that stuff.
Yeah.
A lot of that stuff, I don't know if it got intentionally destroyed or
I don't know.
Just wasn't documented like the rest of baseball history. A lot of the Wichita Monrovian stuff, there's not a lot out there.
Yeah, it's and, like a, it's just like a little blip.
You know, and they yeah. beat the KKK in yes. 1925 right here in Wichita. And it was a great team. They've got some, you know, they were having a great year and, mm-hmm. and you know, and it was a good moment. And I'm glad that, you know, we're celebrating that and educating people. There was a documentary that came along with
yes.
it
yes.
that the ball club helped, you put together, and it's really cool, and I hope people get educated about it, and I hope, really what I hope is that, you know, now that we've done this mm-hmm. and that we've raised some awareness about it, that there's somebody that's listening or somebody that saw it on the news or
yes.
somebody that came to the game that's like, hey, my great-grandfather played in that game, and I have this box
yes, exactly.
that I've never showed anybody.
100%.
All of a sudden, more information could be...
Yeah, because it really was a big freaking deal.
Yeah.
I mean, whenever it happened, I mean, that was a big deal. If you look anything up sports related, whenever it has like the Negro Leagues versus the KKK.
I mean, it's crazy
it's
that those
nuts.
Two would have played.
And
there was no violence.
Yeah.
Now,
it was a peaceful game is what the article reads.
Yeah.
But the Monrovians won.
And there's just a little blurb that came in after. I mean, I'm sure if the KKK would have won, there would have been a bigger article.
Oh, I'm sure.
But because of the time and because of everything that was going
yeah.
on, it was just a little blurb going, oh, Monrovians win 8-3.
Exactly.
Yeah. And
yeah.
Like, you know, in front of, I think, like 8,000 people.
Yes, it was. If I remember correctly, it was the original. I could be wrong, but I thought it was at the original Lawrence Dumont.
It was not.
But
it was at Ackerman Park because it happened.
That's right.
So that game happened in 1925. Lawrence Dumont opened in 34.
That's right. Okay.
So it happened at Ackerman Park. But I did find out that Jackie Robinson played at Lawrence Dumont.
Oh, yeah. But a lot of people
before it was called that. I think it was just, I don't know what it was, Lawrence Stadium or whatever.
Yes, but a lot of people don't even realize that the ground that stadium was on, it was actually an island at one point. Did you hear about that? The river came in weird and it like you had to go over a bridge to get to it and stuff. It was nuts, but that was back in the day. But I can't believe that even that was, I mean, the Lawrence name goes all the way back.
All the way back to that, you know, time. Almost 100 years. What is this? 2023. So yeah, almost 100 years ago.
Yeah.
Which is, and the game crazy against the KKK is, what, 98 years ago.
So yeah.
It was great to pay tribute, celebrate it. The Monrovian jerseys. You know, it was really cool. The guys wore the black pants with it.
Oh, boy.
It looked sharp. Oh. I know those pants are heavier for the fans that are listening. They're not as dry fit, you know, not as, you know.
Yeah, they're hot, Tim.
They're hot.
Yeah, they're hot.
And I know it wasn't 100 degrees that game, but it was still 80 some degrees. It was actually a beautiful night, but no, it was great. And, you know, obviously we're going to continue that.
Yeah.
And it's awesome because the Wind Surge are the Wind Surge. Baseball, of course, no matter how rich you are, poor you are, you know, whatever demographic you are, baseball is, you know, a melting pot. And now we've, you know, we've reached out with the Hispanic community with Tumbavacas. And now you reach out to the black community with Monrovians.
Yes.
And we're hoping that, you know, this all just continues to blend.
Which is great. And I believe that they still have the hats in the team store,
yeah,
don't they?
Yeah, they do. Yeah, they didn't have, awesome. They sold a ton. So I'm I don't know how many they still have left, but yeah, it's cool.
So absolutely. Check, go to the team store, get a Monrovian hat. I thought they were a pretty cool little logo myself.
Yeah.
So I'm going to check them out. But we do have promotions coming up still. Not a whole lot, I believe, in August. We're finishing up the series against the Drillers, as far as I know, and then we're going to move on the road. And
go to Northwest Arkansas, come home, play your beloved Cardinals, a team.
They're not my beloveds. Whenever it's the minor leagues, man. I'm rooting for my Surge.
So we'll see. You know, we'll see Springfield come in. Then we go to Little Rock for a week, and then we'll go see some of the Texas teams come in. We've got Corpus Christi coming in, which is the Astros. We have Midland coming in, which is Oakland. We have San Antonio, which is the Padres. So we'll have those guys come in later this month, about a month from now.
Yeah.
And then, of course, we got some promotions. We've got the Sugar Skull bobblehead coming soon.
Oh, yeah.
And we've got a few other things as
Star Wars Night,
which is always a favorite, the jerseys. Of course, I'll remember it always as that was the night Gossett hit the
threw the no-hitter, yeah.
And, you know, may the force be with you or that's whatever. That's
awesome.
You know, so it's always cool. And then, obviously, congrats to Brooks Lee, Deshaun Kersey, Junior Severino, those guys all getting elevated to AAA.
We warned you. I mean, we said it. We were like, if you like these guys, you better get out.
You better
really
come
quick.
Out.
It's like we know something. Like we know what we're doing.
And St. Paul's contending. So that's, and it's great because, because you're seeing Wind Surge alum doing well at AAA. And you're seeing a lot of, obviously, Wallner's playing well in the big leagues. Eddie Julian is having a tremendous rookie season in the big leagues with the Twins. And obviously, Steers playing great in Cincinnati, and then Encarnacion Strand is up now, and you know it's just great to see these guys everywhere. And then, of course, like I always point out, there's a lot of guys that played at Riverfront for the other guys that are doing well in the big leagues too.
Right, and it's just it's really cool. This is what we wanted. We wanted affiliate baseball. Whenever we talk about the Wranglers a long time ago, seeing the likes of these professional players that ended up becoming legends later, we didn't have that opportunity for so long because all we had was the NBC World Series. You know, these guys don't, I mean, they have the opportunity, but that's your one shot. Now we're being affiliated. Now we get to see these players that are prospects.
And I've always said
the system.
You know, I was in New Orleans for a long time, and I still can't look at a box score of the big league game without seeing a guy, either for one or the other team, that I watched play in New Orleans at Zephyr Field. We're not quite that way with Wind Surge baseball.
It'll take
yet.
Some time.
It'll take some time, but we're probably a year or two, maybe. We're probably still 2 or 3 years away, I think.
Yeah.
Before you go to every Royals fan or every Royals game and you'll see somebody. Or, you know, there'll be somebody.
Oh,
and,
for sure.
And I'm looking forward. Steven Cruz, the former Wind Surge player, got traded in the Michael A. Taylor trade with the Royals.
Mm-hmm.
He's in AAA now pitching well.
See?
So he's going to be, I'm pretty sure he's going to be the first Wind Surge to the Kansas City Royals.
That'd be cool.
So that'll be cool too. You know what I mean? I'm just ready for that to happen.
Absolutely.
Because I know there's a lot of Royals people here in Wichita.
Yeah, and then we still got a little bit of a season left, at least for the second half. I mean,
and we can see what we can do. I mean, we got blown out a couple of times this past week.
Yeah.
We're still short on pitching.
Yeah.
If we get good starts, it seems like that's a game the Wind Surge are going to win.
Yeah, it's not the lack of putting up runs.
And the thing is, we've got some guys.
Yeah.
We just got some new arms. Marco Raya, he didn't pitch well in his last outing, but he's got a lot of talent. Jalen Nowlin's got a lot of talent. So we've got some new blood here. They may be a little early to AA, so there's going to be some growing pains.
Oh, sure.
So, but we hope that, you know, those guys figure it out. And, and we get rolling here.
Well, make sure you guys do come out to Riverfront Stadium, especially, I know they're going to be on a road trip, but they will be just right on back. Take your kids. It's a great, great atmosphere, a lot of fun. I've been several times this year, and I love it every single time.
About 6 weeks left in the season, and we're off one, you know, it's every other week from here on out. There's no more of these two-week ones or anything like that.
I'm sure the employees are very excited about that.
Yes. And then we have football in the fall. There so we just announced the Mel Hambleton Ford series.
Yeah.
There's going to be 7 football games at the ballpark, so we're really expanding it.
That's good.
So it's going to be exciting times.
Awesome. Well, make your way out to Riverfront Stadium. Friday nights, fireworks, as always.
Yeah, you know, Thursday, get to the ballpark early. That's it's happy hour every night. So we got a lot of things lined up here for the next 6 weeks.
We got a lot of stuff still going on. Well, Tim, thank you very much for coming on another episode of the Surgecast. Guys, do us a favor. If you like listening about what's going on in baseball or just the Wichita Wind Surge, tune in and let your friends know about the Surgecast. My name is Scotty Gurman. Thank you very much, Tim. And ladies and gentlemen, as always, Surge up!
Swing, better, better, swing, better, better, swing. Swing, better, better, swing, better, better, swing, better, better, swing. Yeah.